commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Welcome back to the Live Your True Life Radio Network in coordination with Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We have a lot of other joint ventures, but you know what? That'll take another hour to talk about. Hey, Ashley Roberts, you there?
I am still here. Hello, Ashley. Hello. Hello, listeners.
Awesome. Okay, I have a big question for you. So we're going to switch the gears up. We're talking about friends and foes and how to know which one's which. What makes a friend a good friend, Ashley?
I would really have to say that that's truly probably in the eye of the beholder. So I think it's what you really want out of a person that you call a friend, or what you need out of that person. And I also think that the word friend, at least to me, especially over the years, has grown to be a pretty powerful word. I wouldn't just call anyone my friend anymore, because I truly feel so in my eyes, I think what makes a friend a good friend is someone. I'd have to translate them. Would they go the extra mile that I would go, if they would meet me on my level? Because a friendship is a two-way street. So I think that it would definitely be someone who is understanding and is a good listener. They're positive. They're not just this negative, oh, guess what happened to me today? Drama, drama, drama. You know, I'm a pretty ambitious person. I would like a friend to also be ambitious, so we can share goals and dreams together. And of course, I think a good friend is someone who you feel comfortable telling something to, a secret to, without even really having to say, "Then don't tell anyone else, don't repeat it," because you just know that that person wouldn't, and you shouldn't have to worry about that. So in my eyes, that really is what makes a person a friend, and not even a good friend. I think the word friend for me, that means you're a good friend.
No, I love that. That is awesome. And, you know, an ambitious person is also an interesting concept, because a lot of times you can have people that can be your friends and are great people, but, you know, it's a lot nicer when you kind of share maybe goals together.
Right. I agree with that, because in a way, I kind of look at friendships the way I would, you know, my marriage or what I'm looking for in a partner as well. You want to be with someone who's sort of like your equal match, or brings out the best in you, you know? So I think that definitely goes along with it. And you don't always want to be around someone who doesn't have a lot going for them, or they're always saying, "Woe is me." You want someone who's a mover and shaker, who's going to kind of get you out and about and, you know, say, "Hey, what's on your agenda?" Or, "What are your plans for the week? What are your goals for the week?" And I think that's the type of person that we should all want to call a friend and should be in our lives.
I agree with that. You know, at the first segment, I was talking about the concept of constant energy suckers and the proverbial dead weight, you know, kind of friends. Have you ever had those type of peeps in your life?
I definitely have. And, you know, at times, those people have been good friends. But then there are times when I just feel like the tables turn with them. And this is where it goes back to that, you know, friendship's a two-way street, and all of a sudden it turns into a one-way street for them. And I've definitely had a lot of friends where it's like, okay, you weren't there for me for this, or you didn't do this, and this is all about me. And it really just makes me kind of scratch my head, and I'm like, well, wait a second. I mean, were you there for me with this? You know, did you do that too? Are you practicing what you preach, more or less?
Right.
And so I've had quite a few friends like that, and I think at that point you have to really realize, are these people worth your time and energy? Because when you say energy sucker, Ashley, I mean, it really is an energy sucker. It makes you think about it all the time. It drains you. It holds you back from being you know, living up to your fullest potential because you're so worried about your so-called friend.
That's true. We kind of just take, and a lot of times you don't even realize it. And some people call it like the friend vampire or whatever, but I always think of somebody
like
with a
that.
Big black cape on, though, with like big teeth and, you know, they're coming after you. But I think the negative energy sucker is a really good thing because you don't really even know what's happening a lot of times when it is, you know, because it's somebody that's really close to you and you're not even expecting it.
Right. And that's why I think you got to keep an eye on that kind of stuff. You really, I think sometimes we should just sit back and think, okay, who do I consider friends in my life and what do they bring to me? And literally, if you can just sit down, I'm all about organizing, putting it down on paper and really thinking it out. If you can put down on paper your friends' names and really what do they bring to the table, you know, pros and cons of that friends, because nobody's perfect. I'm certainly not perfect. I believe to be that I'm a good friend, but nobody's perfect. So, I mean, you're going to have your highs and lows in any friendship, but I think you just always want to make sure that the highs certainly outweigh the lows and the cons in any friendship.
You know, let me ask you a question, because a lot of people say, you know, they have like a large group of friends. Some people tend to say that you can count your friends, your close friends on one hand. Do you have many close friends, or do you have kind of a small group of friends that you consider real true friends?
Yeah, I mean, I would really say I can count on one hand all of my close friends. I would say I have truly like four close friends that live here in the Dallas area, and probably two that I stay in touch with from high school, you know, that are outside of Texas. And I mean, that's, to me, that's like even a lot, like six good friends, because good friends, people that you can truly trust and sort of let your guard down with and divulge information to, is hard to come by. And I'm just learning that more and more as I get older. You know, I have a 2.5-year-old now and a husband. And so before, I think it's harder to identify who your true friends are. But as I've grown up more, and especially over the past 3 or 4 years, my real friends have certainly, you know, shaped themselves. I've definitely learned who they all are. So I think in a way it comes with just age and time and wisdom. But I think looking back, had I known maybe what I really should be looking for in a friend, that I would have been able to bring more positive people into my life years ago. But I always think I have pretty positive people in my life, but I've probably gone through some stuff with friends that I definitely shouldn't have had to go through and that I didn't deserve and that many of us probably have gone through and don't deserve.
You're taking obviously a good inventory, and it's like when you really delve into the subject, it just, you know, it makes a lot of sense. And I obviously, you sound like somebody that understands, you know, what a true friend is, and you are vice versa a good friend. I just really appreciate having you on tonight, and hopefully you'll come back on soon.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I know you'll continue to inspire and talk about who are good friends and who are not good friends, and I know I've learned from you, so I appreciate being on tonight, Ashley.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having me on your show, and I love your show, and for everybody out there, you know that Ashley Roberts, it's Close Up, DFW Close Up on CW33 every Sunday. Check it out, and again, Ashley, thank you so much, and have a great night.
Thank you. You too. We'll see you in August on DFW Close Up.
Yes. Awesome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, sweetheart. I mean, Ashley Roberts had a lot of really great things to say. And you understand, it's like she really understands what a true friend needs to be in life. The thing is that we don't pick our family. You don't get to pick mom and dad and sister and brother, whoever. You don't get to pick those at all. There's no option. You're born into that deal. You're born into it no matter what you think. I know a lot of people always tell me, oh gosh, you know, Christmas holidays or Thanksgiving, and I got to go back home to wherever that is. It's always kind of funny because you see like these shows, like the Christmas vacations and stuff like that, where you have groups of family that are totally different from others. But see, the thing is, that's different from family and friends is you can actually pick your friends. Nobody said that you have to be friends with Alice or Anne or whoever. You actually have a chance to do this on your own. And it's really cool because you have the power. Nobody else has the power to pick your friends for you. And guess what? You can drop people if they're not being good friends, and you can pick up new people. The whole thing is that a friendship is a two-way street, right? So we know that. Second is, we know what a good friend is, right? Ashley Roberts told you a lot of things about her and about how she feels about friends. And it's really right on par because it's a give and take situation, one, right? Honesty is a great thing, and being able to tell somebody what's going on in your life and not being scared that they're going to go around telling everybody and writing it up in, you know, the National Globe or whatever, you know, what have you, or putting it on Facebook or Twitter, whatever it is. The thing is that you actually trust this person, and this person trusts you, and you're going through life, and life can be kind of hard. I mean, nobody said life is easy. Nobody said, hey, guess what? Life is really easy. No, it's not. Every day, you have to do things. You have to deal with things, work, home, whatever, love, health. Some people are fighting for their life on a daily basis because they have cancer, whatever. And the thing is that life is a battle. It's good to have people around you that you can just look at and you can laugh. And it's not such a freaking serious situation. It's like the idea of getting rid of negativity is not just because we all can become negative sometimes. It happens to the best of us. But when you are bombarded by that, it can change your entire personality. The other concept is being around people that give. And they're not takers. They just don't keep taking. Because you can find a million takers out there. But it's about the people that give and you give back. And the people that respect and you respect back. The thing is that if you look at Live Your True Life, www.liveyourtruelife, or you go and look at the blogs, and you see the kind of concepts that I have about finding true friends and being able to pick them and being able to realize what you actually give in a relationship, which is so really important because you have to understand that you're really good stuff, okay? You're a good person that deserves good things. A lot of times, you know, we can overlook the things in our lives that aren't working, but you sometimes have to step up, stand up, step at the plate, stand at the plate and go, you know what? I'm going to take an inventory of my life. I'm going to take an inventory of the people in my life. And you know, I'm going to make some changes. And so this show was dedicated and is dedicated for the person that is a good person, is a true person, is an honest person, and also deserves to have good friends. We all deserve to have good friends. And we all deserve to have people around us that treat us well and respect us and are there for us in the good and the bad times. If you're on the side of the road and you have a flat tire, if hate to say it, but if you're in jail and you need to get bailed out, on the flip side, if something really great happens in your life and you want to call somebody and tell them about it, it's the person that answers and is just as happy for you as you are. That's important. Those are the things that make a true friend. And those are the things that make us human, make us whole. I look forward to seeing y'all and hearing y'all next Sunday on Perspectives 9.0. Get a chance, check out the blog, go on Facebook, take care and have a great night. And I believe that this was Lucky 8. So take care for the LYTL Radio Network and Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Good night.